I've spent lots of several times in Puerto Rico. We're getting off the subject now, but then the President Ford has been down now. The politician knows and needled him about independence to become a state.
Yeah.
That would be a disaster for them. Those people down there don't pay income taxes. We subsidize everything in the world for them. And I think there was an army. We had a division of the army down there. At that time, I found out they were paying the soldiers $100 a month, I believe. And you know, they lived like kings on that thing. That was tremendous. Some of these days we're going to make Puerto Rico a state. They're going to be gritty.
Well, speaking of games you might have, like Pop the Whip, did you ever have a game maybe you play where you laid a plank over a trestle and it went like that? What'd you call that?
Yeah, that was a seesaw. That was a primitive seesaw.
Okay. And maybe one that went around?
Yeah, you'd have a solid out post, a long, strong plank across it, secured to it with a heavy bolt. You could go around the circle.
Did you have a name for that?
I suppose they called it the merry-go-round. Same thing always called it.
Okay. What about a board maybe that was anchored at both ends, maybe nailed to a tree at both ends? It was limber and you could jump up and down on it. Did you ever have one of those?
No, I don't recall. The only thing I recall was trees or bouncing, or to have a young oak or a pine tree leaning over. Before it would break, you know, you'd have a bouncing swing, bouncing seat. People and kids improvised a lot of games. David, we just had you like to have plenty of things to do. Plenty of creeks, plenty of trees to climb, creeks to swim in, and animals. Young animals.
I bet you y'all swam a lot.
Oh yes. Up at North Point, that was this time of year, every afternoon down the river. The water was clean too.
Did you have a place to dive?
Yeah, usually you found places to dive. Well, there's a log boom, log out into deep water. You go out there to dive. A log boom is a place where two logs are pinned together, a series of logs are pinned together and cycled around and hold loose logs in the center. The logs would be floating there in the center there, and they would be secure, would drift off. You'd have them pinned. Much more effective lumbering or sawmill center.
You used to get up and
I think Moss Point probably is better known in lumber markets of the world and in this country. We ship so much lumber to the Caribbean ports, South America, some to Norway and Italy. Most of it went to Cuba. I expect if you go to Havana now, the old parts of it, you'd find everything is Mississippi timber down there.